This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. State Department's Inspector General rebuked a senior advisor to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, saying the aide played a role in reassigning a staffer suspended of being disloyal to the Trump administration. The Inspector General's report recommended that Pompeo consider disciplining anyone who violates rules for assigning staffers based only on merit. Members of the Emmett Till Memorial Commission in Mississippi think the vandalized and bullet-ridden memorial signs should be displayed in museums to make an ongoing point about modern racism. Plastic waste from America collected for recycling is shipped to Indonesia. Some is burned as fuel by tofu makers, producing deadly chemicals and contaminating food. Study shows that 88% of factory job losses from 2000 to 2010 were caused by automation. Political campaigns and advocacy groups plan to funnel billions of dollars into digital advertising over the next year, but with federal guidelines on how to regulate digital political ads virtually absent and the Federal Election Commission paralyzed and ineffective, some states are making their own laws while technology giants are drawing the lines for acceptable political speech on the fly. The World Mercury Project, headed by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and a California-based organization called Stop Mandatory Vaccination, bought 54% of the anti-vaccinine ads on Facebook, a study has found. Arkansas Board of Education members adjourned their day-long meeting after audience shouts of no taxation without representation kept board members from voting on matters related to the state-controlled Little Rock School District. State took over the district in recent years in a controversial move, also confronted by a teacher strike. Sales from the firearm division of American Outdoor Brands, the owner of Smith & Wesson Firearms, have fallen 38% over the last 2 years through April of 2019. In Germany, parents face a $2,750 fine for failing to immunize children. National Transportation Safety Board faulted the U.S. Coast Guard in a 14-page report on the duck boat sinking in Branson, Missouri, for not acting after 20 years of warnings about safety hazards. Voice to the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, United Labor Unions Local 100, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, MFM.